Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
I'm Mark Blumenthal. I'm a partner at Florida Funders and the executive director of Synapse.
How many years have you been in Tampa Bay?
36.
What organizations are you involved in?
Quite a few. I'm on the board of the University of South Florida Luma College of Business. I'm on the board of the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. I'm involved in the Florida Israeli Business Accelerator, of course, Florida Funders, Tampa Bay Wave, a lot of orgs. You know, I sometimes sit on a board and sometimes I just help whenever I can.
What gets you out of bed every day?
I love doing whatever I can to help grow businesses, help entrepreneurs. You know, being in the world of Synapse and ecosystem development and Florida Funders as a venture capital firm, I get to look at dozens of early stage companies a week. And it's nothing like looking at energized, committed, energetic, smart people who want to grow a business. And it just keeps me completely fired up.
Why Tampa Bay?
You know, the why I got here is, you know, interesting. I got here to go to college at the University of South Florida from New Jersey in 1983. So the why Tampa Bay started there, but the why did I stay, build my businesses, raise my children, and why am I a crazy proponent of the region is for everything that is really special about our great patch of land. Not only is it beautiful, but the people are beautiful. Sometimes people ask me, you know, what makes Tampa Bay so special? And it almost always comes down to the nature of people. We are generally the nicest, most accessible, most helpful place on earth that I have ever been.
What is one habit that you keep?
I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and I read. And at some point by 6, I'm on a Peloton bicycle doing a workout or working out with a trainer.
Who are some people that influence you?
I'm influenced by a lot of people. I'm inspired by young entrepreneurs. I am in awe of my wife and my children. There's a lot of people who have come before me in this region who've been laying the foundation of making this one of the best places to build a tech company. Guys like Tony DiBenedetto and Steve McDonald and Tom Carty and Tom Wallace and the like, who were early in building businesses and tech companies here and continue to give their time and their money every day. So those folks inspire me, as well as many others.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
You know, my belief, and I'm not sure what book or when I learned it, but it's sort of to always show up, play full out, and leave a situation better than you left it. So I'm not sure if that's a methodology, but it's one that I live by. So no matter who I'm meeting with, no matter what the reason, if they need something, if they need a connection, I'm probably going to make it. And I probably won't be able to go to bed that night until I've completed that task.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That's a great question. It was supposed to be part-time. This is supposed to be my semi-retirement. I wish I would have set my wife's expectations better, that I would be working longer and harder now than I did while I was building startups myself. I don't know that I would change anything at all.
What's next?
You know, next is more of the same. You know, my two passions, the two things that sort of I work at every day, being Florida Funders and Synapse, our 501c3 that I'm involved in, is really just beginning. Florida Funders is at the precipice of really becoming the preeminent early stage venture capital firm in the state of Florida and providing access side by side with institutional venture capital funds, accredited investors having opportunities to invest in those deals. So, you know, we have a long road ahead of us, a good road, but we're well on our way. So that's another 5 to 10 years of me waking up every day working at it. And then Synapse is just beginning. When someone's ready to take the baton and we've achieved the outcomes that we want, where Florida is known as the great place to come and build a company or stay and get great engaging work, and is known as well for innovation and company acceleration as it is for sunshine, beaches, and theme parks, then maybe I'll ride off into the sunset.
Thank you.